And then there's the takeover of a private equity firm. China is investing, not quite taking over, but investing $3 billion in a private equity firm, New York-based Blackstone. The deal came on the eve of this week's U.S.-China economic talks in Washington, which will address a host of trade issues. NPR's Adam Davidson looks at what's on the agenda.
For years, the Bush administration has taken a more conciliatory tone with China, while many in Congress have used far angrier words. Many lawmakers, especially Democrats, say China is hurting the U.S. economy by playing unfair, by ignoring global trade rules. These days, with the Democratic Party running Congress, it looks like the administration has less and less wiggle room. It needs China to give some concessions, or else Congress could respond with legislation the Chinese won't like. Specifically, the U.S. wants permission for more U.S. airlines to fly to China, for U.S. banks to buy larger shares of Chinese banks, and wants China to buy American-made technology that helps clean the environment. The Chinese delegation, led by Vice Premier Wu Yi, will meet with the U.S. group, led by Treasury Secretary Paulson, on Tuesday and Wednesday. Paulson hopes for major Chinese concessions, but the Chinese delegation has expressed concern about what they consider a bullying tone from the U.S. They face their own domestic pressure not to give in too much. Thursday, the Chinese group visits President Bush, as well as several key lawmakers. If there are no big successes announced on Wednesday, Thursday's lawmakers' meeting is expected to be a bit chilly. Adam Davidson, NPR News.